I was a very bad slept today. When I misbehave, Master is forced to punish me. When I'm a well-behaved whore, Master beats me because he enjoys hurting his possessions. He spits on my worthless body and tells me I'm nothing but a piece of meat, only good for receiving pain. Master beat me today. I deserved no mercy, and he gave none. I can still feel every stroke now, hours later. I lay on this cold cement floor in my chains, and I can feel tears well up as I remember. I don't cry because of searing pain in my flesh. I cry because I know he displeased my master. He beat me raw and told me that I'm worthless. I could only agree. Every day it's my duty to clean Master's boots. He sits in his chair and holds the leash attached to my collar. Steel and leather is tight around my neck. Master told me my collar is his hand, his fingers around my throat, reminding me that I'm his property. Master yanks on the leash and points to his boot. I lower my head to the toe and begin to clean. Long licks from toe to knee, over and over again until my tongue is coarse and rough. But I don't dare stop until the leather glistens with saliva and Master is satisfied. Then Master lifts his boot and my tongue goes to the bottom. My mouth fills with the taste of dirt and filth, but as Master commands, the slut obeys. My task is nearly complete now. One final step remains. I clean Master's boot heel. I lick it clean. I suck on it like a cock. Master pushes it into my face, mashing it into my lips, making me drool on it. He laughs as I try to be a good slut and lick up my mess. He loves to watch me lick and suck for him. Then I remove Master's boots and put them aside, and I worship Master's bare feet. I rub them, knead them, kiss them. My knees are cracked and raw on the cement floor as I make Master feel good. That's what I'm made for. My only purpose is to give Master pleasure. I massage for what feels like hours, and then I bathe them with my tongue. I clean every inch of his feet, only stopping when I feel him tug on my leash. Master has further use of his slut's tongue now. I bury it inside him. Service him deep in heart. I'm to worship Master's ass until he tires of me. I'm expected to know just how to make Master come all over my face. He's trained me to focus solely on his pleasure, to forget about the pain and want in my body. I'm for him only. That's how I failed him today. That's how I earned my beating. I didn't mean to do it. My tongue was inside Master where it was made to be. He was moaning and stroking his cock over my face and been so long since I've known any pleasure. I couldn't help it. I touched myself. It was only for a minute. My fingers just barely touched my clit. I needed it. But it was wrong. Master was right to beat me for it. I deserved to be punished. He grabbed a handful of my hair and slapped my face. I could feel it get hot and red where he struck me, over and over. He slapped my slut face and told me what a filthy, disobedient bitch I am. Each slap harder and sharper, until he pushed me down to the ground. I cower here listening as he walks to the toy chest. I never even have time to brace myself as the first lash hits. It's the cane. Master knows how much I hate the cane, but I deserve it. Fire across my back, my ass, my legs. I know my master is furious because there's no precision to the strikes. They're wild and savage. My body is a crisscross of dark red welts. I scream, plead, beg for forgiveness. I tell him it will never happen again. Now I only live to pleasure and service him. And suddenly the punishment stops. My head swims as I try to block out the searing pain overwhelming my senses. Now the real punishment begins. Master orders me onto my back. He uses his foot to spread my legs. He looks down at me and tells me how pathetic I am. Then Master stares into my eyes. Tells me to come. Oh, I know how this will end, but it doesn't matter. My hands are on Master's property in an instant. And Master smirks at my desperation. He tells me I look like a fucking whore and reminds me that I must ask permission to be allowed to come. Oh, my fingers fly, trying to rid myself of the constant frustration, if only for a moment. Just a bit of relief. I need it so badly, more than I've needed anything in my life. I bring myself to the edge. And I start to beg. Mercy, telling him how badly I need to come. I will behave for him forever if only he allows this one small thing. Oh, please. Please let me come, Master. Please. Please. He grabs a handful of my hair and yanks me to my knees. Lips close to my ear. No, he says, and he slaps my face harder than before and pushes me back to the ground. Master leaves me there, broken, beaten, desperate. He knows I'll behave myself tomorrow. was a very bad slut today.